morning and welcome to Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. Today it's one of those days where how do I put this? It's one of those days that makes my job a little difficult. But that's the challenge. That's the challenging part. The most important part is you basically come to the realization of how good you are at what you do when you can rise up to the challenge. Now, this is the challenge that basically every days like this is the challenge that every comedian have to rise up to. And for some reason, they all come in February. I'm not saying we should ban February as a month. I'm just saying maybe it's just high time we get rid of every weekend in February. We just lose them. And look, and I'm not only saying that because, I'm not only saying that because of February is my birth month. It's also the birth month of one of my buddies / colleague. And also, actually banning the entire February would not be a bad thing because, Valentine's Day is in there. And it's one of those days that is a very serious pain in the behind of everyone who is broke and in a relationship. Well, I mean, if you are loaded and in a relationship, you are good. But if you are broke and in a relationship, February can be very stressful because you have to plan Valentine's Day. You have to buy... I wouldn't say red trouser. Now, for those of you that are following us, that are watching via TikTok, I'm just trying to sort out my my technology, which is not, so far it's not technology. So far it's not very technology, and I'm hating the fact that it's not technology. Great. Now, that is more like it. Today is one of those days where we have to also grapple with the fact that we are dealing with a national tragedy that is, as we all are aware at this point. And now, if you are not aware of it, first of all, I would like to know what type of a rock have you been living under? Two, what type of a rock have you been living under? And now, before I basically come back to what I prepared for you, I would like to share my own story of what I remember sadly about the legacy of the founding father. I've been listening to Michael's show, and I'm listening to everyone talking about how they had a personal relationship, how they were trained into this, trained into that, they met in these circumstances, sport. I decided, you know what? Since we have freedom of speech, how about I go there and also share mine? Because I'm sure mine is a very touching one. During the liberation struggle, I was just about 15 years old. And I was, they tried to train me in firing guns. Well, I fell before the bullet left the gun, before the bullet left the barrel. So everyone was like, no, this guy is so weak. This guy is so weak. So I decided, you know what? I have to venture into comedy. And when the founding father found out, he was like, no, you are a man. You are not a recipient. Sorry. Go there and pick a gun. And so I picked a gun, fired the first one, and fell right in front of him, and there was dust everywhere. And I was like, yeah, recipient, go and do comedy. Yeah, that didn't come out as funny as I thought it would. But anyway, so that is when I decided, you know what? This whole DRC thing, count me out. Because fighting, as in military conflict, is not mine. Military conflict is not mine. Mine is sitting in a very white and comfy chair somewhere in the capital, hidden location, undisclosed, and basically making noise and then being paid for making noise, even though in the class I was being punished for making noise. My teachers would be so proud of me. But anyway, that's the irony of my life, basically. That's the irony. Everyone thought that you know, you are a noisemaker, you will not amount to anything, you will never make money making noise. And then I went through high school and then ended up making money by making noise. Everyone told me to focus on labeling insects, which I did. For the most part, I labeled it wrongly, but I did label. Half a cup is better than nothing. So, to be fair, I did label. Now this is me speaking as a comedian. What do I remember? The stories that I have heard about our founding president that fits into my line of work. One thing about the founding president that chicken laughs a lot was at one time they when Michael Jackson came here as a sales guy, embarrassing enough, I thought he was here as an artist. Bro was here to sell Chevrolet to our police officers, and boy, did everyone fall for that nonsense. So they came here, and now there was a time for... He was the president at the time. The founding president was the president at the time, and now it was time for the king of pop and the founding president to have a conversation. They both spoke English, but could not understand each other. For one, have you listened to Michael Jackson's interviews? Even his laughing needs translation. That's Michael Jackson laughing. Look, for everyone that was, born, raised in the 90s will tell you that Michael Jackson was a big deal. So when he came here and it was time to have a conversation with the founding president, I decided, we need a translator. I can't hear this guy. Well, first of all, he's very confusing. He was black, now he's white. And, he can dance, don't get me wrong. And he can sing like hell. And you want to know how famous Michael Jackson was? Most of his concerts, a lot of people that paid to watch his show did not watch his show because they ended up in the ICU. That's how famous he was. So when he came here, everyone was like, okay, so is he gonna turn into a Wolverine? There are not a lot of people that knew about green screen back then. But the point is, it has been said that at some point when the founding president and Michael Jackson were having a conversation, they needed a translator, but they were both speaking English. Now, if I was to go back in time and meet the founding father and witness one of the events that took place in all his life, I would have picked that one. I would just want to sit there more like in ethereal form, or what you call in religious terms as spiritually. Just sit there so that I'm not, seen and freak out the bodyguards of both. Of both VVIPs. So I just sit there and I'm more interested into what the translator was actually translating. Good morning, Mr. President. It's nice to meet you. Like I said, just picture yourself in that situation as a translator. Michael Jackson is saying, good morning, Mr. President. Nice to meet you. You have such a beautiful country. Like, what do you say? Mr. President, he said, good morning. Nice to meet you. And you have such a beautiful country. Yeah, I heard the man. I have to be paid, sir. Oh. For doing what? For translating. In English, yeah, gerara here. Or should we say it the former president Pohamba way? And you translator, you will die. It's much catchier when you throw Hailulu in there. But anyway, let's put all that aside. That will be the situation where I will just that's one of those events that I would invent a time machine for, so I can attend. Just sit in the corner and listen.
When did you guys get your independence again?
1990. Sir, he said, when did we get our independence? I already responded to that. 1990. 21 March. And, interesting enough. Yeah, fun fact. The word March in my language means a rib, literally. So every time that we say 21 March, we really want to laugh because, it, you know, in Timbukushu, that can easily translate into 21 ribs. Now, which can be very confusing if you're already in sitting in a restaurant that have, you know, ribs. Okay, maybe I'm just hungry. So, I have a feeling. I have a feeling we should ban weekends. Because, put it this way, the 2nd of February, Abraham, you know, the late Abraham Iyambo, it was a weekend. The 4th of February, the late former President Hage, weekend. And also, this is the 8th, yeah, 8th of February. Yep. And guess what we are looking at? Founding father, founding president. Also, also a weekend. At which point I'm beginning to think, it's either February has a problem with Namibia or Namibia has a problem with February, one of the two. And now, for someone who was basically born in February, it can be very confusing because it's difficult to say, should we ban the month or should we just get rid of all the weekends of the month so that, well, you know, just get rid of it, of the weekends and only leave weekdays. Like we just go, like the entire February, we just go from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all the way to Friday. And then the next day is Monday again. We basically shift all the weekends. Let's not get rid of them. That's not cool. We basically shift all the weekends and scatter them across the months from March to December. Yeah. We have 4 weekends. Huh? Yeah, we have 4 weekends in February. Mm-hmm. Weekend 1, weekend 2, weekend 3, weekend 4. Yeah, we have 4 weekends. We just scatter them across a period of 4 months. Yeah, that will do. Now, if we see that the same, you know, the same phenomenon is occurring again in these shifted weekends, then we just get rid of them. I mean, it's been done before. It's been done before. You can just make, 10 days disappear. How many days? In the 1580s, yeah, I think that was 1580s when they edited the calendar. When they shifted the calendar from what? Yeah, from the Gregorian, from the Julian to the Gregorian. It was October, I'm pretty sure it was October. It was, I think that somewhat, some like, the next day was going to be the 4th of October or the 5th, one of the two. I think, yeah, the 4th, it was the 4th of October. The next day was going to be the 5th. And then it was announced that day, you know what, tomorrow is not going to be the 5th, but it's going to be the 15th. Speaking under correction on the dates. But imagine, just sit and imagine someone telling you that, you know what, we all know that today is the 10th. Today is the 10th of February. Imagine someone announcing that we all know that today is the 10th of February and tomorrow is supposed to be the 11th. But due to the change in calendar dates that our mathematicians and calendarists or calendologists have been editing, tomorrow will be the 20th. First of all, teachers and nurses will be very happy. And also month enders will be very happy. Though guys that get paid in the 25th will be like, hang on a second, what do we do? But anyway, so I'm not saying let's get rid of February. I'm just saying in Namibia, weekends in February only goes one of three ways. Weekends in February only go one of three ways. One, it's either it goes really funny. Yeah. One, it's either the weekend goes really funny. For example, ninjas, fight against the crime, or what I call hugging contest. That was during the weekend. Really funny. Get Leech and Bolelos, where we couldn't tell whether Get Leech was trying to punch or swim in air. That was during the weekend. Really funny. So, in that way, weekends, really good. Although it was not in February, but it was a weekend. And I love that. Now, that's what happens in weekends of other months in Namibia. Really funny things take place. That's one way a weekend can go in Namibia. One of three ways. Way number one, it can go really funny and we all enjoy it. Way number two, it's either it goes really funny and really sad all at the same time. Namdia. Really sad in a way that the stolen diamonds basically had a negative impact on our diamond market. And really funny for those of us that were watching the video of that was taken by one lady of, officer taking officer corner, just in the corner there in his uniform, like, okay, I would do like a James Bond, but we are not in a movie. This is reality. You get shot here, you die. And you have a lot of people you have a few people that basically lost their lives that day. So it was both funny seeing Officer Kona hiding in a corner of that Namibia building, and also terrible looking at the individuals that lost their lives, and let alone the economic fallout of the whole shenanigan. Let's call it that. Although it's a little too early to to describe the Namdia heist as a failure, because it was partly successful and partly failure, because some guys are now behind bars. Oof, for events like that. One of the reasons why I'm a law-abiding citizen is because of I don't think I can survive prison. I like indoor life, don't get me wrong. But I want to go out when I want to go out. As much as I like to stay indoor, when I decide to go out, I don't want to run into a warden or a guy with a stack of keys telling me I can't go anywhere. Or someone telling me it's dinner time, it's lunch time. As much as I like that, you know how awesome that is, I want to hear a female voice every now and then. A female voice that's not in a uniform. Quick break. Welcome back. I was just doing a quick setup for the Supreme Court ruling on the IPC versus ECN case. So we know that IPC is challenging the recently held presidential and national assembly elections. That is the presidential elections in the Supreme Court and the national assembly elections in the electoral court. Now, for the electoral court case, we know those of you that are not aware, the ruling of that is coming on the 20th, and today is the 10th of February. That is the ruling of the Supreme Court of the presidential election aspect of the challenge. And it seems to be a starting, and as soon as the voices basically start popping up, I'll connect to you. Until then, thanks, Queen, for all the likes. And I'll obviously be here with you guys to basically walk you through it slowly but surely. Now, we're going to listen to that in a few. So until then, y'all have just to stay tuned into Mind the Gap for the next 4 minutes. Because it looks like it's scheduled to start at 10, but I will basically be factoring in a couple of minutes of African time. We know that we are in mourning because of the passing of our founding president. And I know, like it was pointed out several times on Michael's show that, there are a lot of things that you don't agree with, with regards to the founding president's life. But how about we set all that aside for now and just focus on the tragedy part of it? Then you can keep everything for later. And now, for some reason, when Michael and his callers were saying that, I couldn't help but go back to the resilience video. And, you know, a lot of Namibians abroad are hearing, well, the Namibian founding president, Resibi, and they're going, yeah, I know that guy. I don't like what he said about us. Well, he passed on. Oh, okay. Oh, that's it. I mean, what he said was so bad. I don't. You don't speak like that, but get a sense of humor. But this is not the right time. I'll judge later. Now it's just mourning my founding president. Thank you very much. 2 minutes before the hour of 10, that is still loading. That is still loading. By the way, before someone starts saying, lesbians don't speak like that. Huh, really? How do you know? Yeah, because I am one. Are you all of them? No, then shut up. Now, moving on. So where are we? It's kind of difficult to agree on whether that is a failed heist or a successful heist with regards to this, with regards to the Namdia one. Now, I was about to bring up information on the, I was following the EAC versus SADC discussion. And that's where I was headed, basically. But we're going to have to keep that for tomorrow because we're just giving it a couple of... I don't want to, start it and then not finish it because it's a pretty lengthy one. From the report of it, it's something like... it's about 8 minutes, if I'm not mistaken. So that is something that I just wanted to break down, but it turns out we're going to have to do that tomorrow. Oh.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Don't be a silent listener. You can air your opinions, ask questions.
And silence and all rise for the court is in session.